VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us today for a very special program on Crosstalk, as it is our Mother's Day tribute 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, the role and significance of a godly mother cannot be overstated. I saw a study from Barna from 2019 of practicing Christians' homes in the United States and found that mothers, more than fathers or any other category of frequent participants in households, are seen as the confidants, the providers of support, and yes, even the drivers of faith formation. You know, that was observed in the responses of adults who still rely on their moms as sources of strength and companionship and wisdom. But moms are still meeting a range of needs for their grown children or, when applicable, their grandchildren. But some of the clearest examples of the broad impact of mothers surface in the response of Gen Zers, those who offer a portrait of mothers who are present, mothers who are passionate, and mothers who are faithful. According to Practicing Christian Teens, mothers they're just the go-to person for all kinds of support, including advice, encouragement, and sympathy. Mothers are seen as advisors and encouragers. 68% of Gen Z in that survey say their mother was the one who was there for them in their last personal crisis. Moms are their foremost partners in prayer and conversations about God, the Bible, and other faith questions. Moms are also the ones encouraging church attendance, teaching kids about the Bible, God's forgiveness, and religious traditions. Moms indeed have great influence. My mind turned to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, as Paul writes to Timothy and says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and am persuaded that in thee also." Yes, this mother and this grandmother had a tremendous influence on Timothy, who accompanied Paul on a missionary journey, pastored a church, and it's my hunch today we likely have many who are listening who could agree that you have been influenced by your own mother. You know, I thank the Lord for my own mom, who became a widow at age 32, having 7 children and expecting child number 8 at the time, but a mom who, after losing her husband, placed her trust in Jesus Christ as Savior, and then passed her faith on to her children. I'm also thankful for a godly wife who has raised our 4 children, one of which is now a special needs adult who she cares for daily. But she also has a heart to minister to the 11 grandchildren that God has blessed us with. Moms indeed have an influence. Today here in Crosstalk, we want to give you opportunity to call with a tribute to your own mother. And I realize many of you could call and talk for the entire time here today, but we're going to ask that you keep your comments limited to a minute or less. That will enable us to serve many listeners who would like to call and give a tribute to their own mom as well. And so we're opening our phone line right now for our Mother's Day tribute 2022 to give this opportunity as we approach Mother's Day for you to call and give a tribute to your own mother. Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 1-800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. We like to do this as we approach Mother's Day each year because it is just a wonderful time to have you call and just reflect upon the role that your own mother has had in your life and to place a brief tribute on air, recognizing the role that your mother has had in your life. So here is our number. It's 800-733-9829. It's one of those programs in which we will look forward to taking many phone calls. And some of you will call. Like right now, all the lines have busied up. But as soon as you hear somebody discontinue their call with us, we finish their call, that means that line will be open. So write down that number, and though you'll get a busy signal at the moment, as soon as you hear one of the callers hang up, it will be your opportunity to call. And write the number down. It's 800-733-9829. It's our Mother's Day tribute 2022, and we're going to begin in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dave is calling. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Great introduction. My mom, sweet Sophie, some words for her about her. She had six kids, a lot of love, a lot of grace, a lot of patience, a lot of perseverance, and never gave up on any of us.
Praise God. The Lord. Amen. Thank you, Dave. Yep. Let's go to Pasco, Washington. Benjamin, you're on the air.
Thank you. I want to thank my mother for everything she has done for us. We're five children. She loves each one of us equally. And I thank God for her. She has been a really great blessing to me.
Praise God. Thank you, Benjamin, for your call. We've got Bo next in Venice, Florida. Bo, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Jordan. Actually, it's going to be my wife's first Mother's Day. We just had baby Aaliyah on March 18th.
Okay. And congratulations.
And my wife walking through a lot of insecurities and the Spirit of God that's moving her. So I just want to say thank you to her.
Amen.
That her hard work did not go unseen.
Well, congratulations to both of you, Bo. Thank you for the call. Let's go next to Fred in Milwaukee. Fred, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to thank God for my mother that later in life, she accepted the gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. And also to mention that, thank God for our heavenly Jerusalem mother that she will take care of us as far as when we get into eternity.
Yeah, the heavenly Jerusalem is not a mother here, Fred, but certainly God is our Father, Jesus Christ, His Son. We place our trust in Him as personal Savior. Thank you. William in East Troy, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Brother Jim, I just want to praise God for the godly influence of my great-grandmother, who's been gone with the Lord now for quite a few years. She said as a little girl, she learned that prayer is an important aspect of praying for your family. So during World War II, she prayed for my grandpa. And then my mom, I want to thank her for all her hard work as a single mom raising me and my sister, and she's an awesome grandma. And, of course, my wife, she's the mother of our five wonderful children. We've homeschooled them all. I praise God for her because we don't want them to be indoctrinated with CRT and the world's ways, and she's done more than I could ever ask for an amazing woman. So I'm thankful for all those women in my life and the moms. So God bless you, brother, and thanks for this program.
Thank you, William. Let's go to Ron in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Ron, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just want to give a glory to God because my mother passed away in 07. I sat with her the last 4 days of her life. She was in a drug-induced coma, and she never said another thing on this side of heaven except till the day she died. And about 4 in the morning when I was sitting with her, right out of the blue, she said, never opened her eyes. She just said, and I want to thank my grandma for bringing me to church tonight. And I want to thank Jesus for saving my soul. And that was the last thing she said.
Yeah.
On this side of heaven.
Wow. Praise God.
I just want to give glory to God for that.
Praise God for that testimony, Ron.
Amen.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Let's go next to Ralph in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the air, Ralph.
Yes, I would like to say that my mom did something fantastic for me before she died. And she thought she was going to die in November on her birthday, and I asked her to live to Thanksgiving, she did, and then Christmas, and then she did, and then Valentine's Day, and she did, and then 3 days later, it was my birthday, and I told my mom, thank you for living to my birthday. This is the best birthday present I ever had, and my mom was such a loving person. She gave to everybody. She was the grandmother of the church that she and my dad had started up with some other people. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are still alive. And my mom's with the Lord right now. Mm-hmm. So thank you for taking this call.
Thank you, Ralph. Let's go to Donna Beth in Albany, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to give praise to the Lord for my mother, Betty Cross. She has been a wonderful influence in my life. She loves the Lord. She loves my dad. My sister and I, and most of all, she's been a prayer warrior for us and always raised us in church, and I'm so thankful for that.
Praise God. Thank you, Donna Beth. Tanya in Pine Knot, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom, Judy Allen, in London, Kentucky. Thanks, Mom, for all you've done and still do. Love you, Mom.
Thanks for calling. Let's go to Gertrude in Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hello. I want My mother died 78 years ago when my twin sister and I were born. Hmm. And I had a foster mother, and she had a different foster mother. But anyway, Lord, see us through. God bless.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. I have a couple open lines, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. Mike, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I just want to thank the Lord for my mom, because before I came to know the Lord, I had questions about how to be born again, and I was listening to Billy Graham, and he was talking about this, and she took it upon herself to find out about this, and we went off to the Christian bookstore, and she was always the one to go to about spiritual things. And my dad would come along too in the process of time, but it was definitely my mom that made all that happen. So I just wanted to praise the Lord for that today.
Amen. Thanks for calling. Let's go next to Annie in Coshocton, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes. I want to thank the Lord that my mother, Martha, raised me to go to church and read Bible stories to me when I was a kid. And in 1996, she went to be with Jesus. Hmm. I still miss her, but I thank the Lord that I have the hope I'll see her again someday.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Annie, for your call here today. Our next caller is from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Orlando, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just want to praise God for my mother. I remember as a child her singing praises to God at home and at church, out loud at home. You could hear her down the block. I'd be outside playing. And it was just such an example. Times weren't always easy. But she praised God through it all, and she still prays for us daily. So she was just an example, and still is, of walking with God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Orlando. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Shelley in Cookeville, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to my wonderful mother. I love her very much, and I thank God for her every day.
Amen. God bless you, Shelley.
Thank you.
Anna in San Antonio, Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to thank God for my mom and my mother-in-law. My mom chose to be a stay-at-home mom, and she had a servant's heart and a role model of what love is. So I just look forward to seeing her in heaven again soon. And my mother-in-law as well. My mother-in-law has been very gracious, kind, and loving to me. So I just want to take this time to say thank you publicly and honor them on this Mother's Day. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. We've got Linda next in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi. I don't want to spoil the atmosphere, but some mothers have been very cruel. And my mother, she had two children, and she gave them away. And I later connected with her, and when my children came, she extended her loving heart and pretty much, you know, when my husband died, I moved back to her neighborhood, and she showed her cruelty even to my grandchildren. Mm. But I do want to thank God for my grandmother, who was a godly woman and who really has been our sustenance for all of us all these years.
Praise God for that, Linda. Thank you so very much. And we're up against a break, so we'll be right back. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what were the flying dinosaurs?
Chris, the flying reptiles like the pterodactyls were not really dinosaurs. By definition, dinosaurs walked on land with bones different from the flying reptiles. But they're often in the same discussion, usually as being huge reptiles from the great age of reptiles. Of course, I disagree with the term age of reptiles. I think all animals were created during creation week, flying animals on day 5 and land animals on day 6. But, you know, there's a lot of evidence that these flying reptiles lived at the same time as humans. Sober historians of yesteryear described such beasts and even drew pictures of them. And the American Indians even drew pictures of the Thunderbird, and their drawings are similar to the Pteranodon. Make no mistake, Chris, the evidence fits the back to Genesis truth of recent creation of all things.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Well, it's our Mother's Day Tribute 2022, and taking your calls today, giving you an opportunity to give a tribute to your mom on Mother's Day. And I trust it's an encouragement to you as well. And the caller we just had who had a very difficult time with their mother, and I trust, though, that this is an encouragement to you to be a godly mom, and also for you moms who wonder, is there any hope for your children? Is there any hope for your grandchildren? Absolutely. Keep on keeping on. Keep praying for them. Keep encouraging them in the faith. Keep encouraging them in God's word. Keep encouraging them to come to church and to sing the hymns as they're being sung, and to participate in the services. Keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Don't feel like your work is in vain. But you're hearing testimony of those whose lives have been impacted, and we do encourage you, write down the number. Our lines are all packed again, but as you hear, we're going through calls rather quickly. And we just ask, again, some of you could go on for quite some time, but to keep your comments a minute or less in order to give opportunity for others to call as well. Okay? So write down the number. It's 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Let's go to Lake Delta in Wisconsin. And Carl, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to thank God for my mom. She was the first one I ever led to the Lord. And my father, it took him 37 years of prayer to lead him to the Lord. And 5 days before he died, I led him to the Lord. At any rate, I thank my mom. She taught me how to love. And I just praise God for that. It's just amazing.
Amen.
What she's been in my life.
Amen. Thank you, Carl. Aaron is next in Preston, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yes, I would just want to pay tribute to my mom. I think she did a great job of raising us kids. There's 10 of us. Considering her background and family background, stuff like that, I don't believe that she's a Christian yet, but I have hope that she will become a Christian, as there's been a lot of, you know, spiritual shaking, if you will, happening in our family. And it's kind of hard to see her go through that, because it's hard to see her, for her to see children, her children turning away from what she sees as the faith. But I have hope that she'll come to,
amen,
to Christ. But I also want to pay tribute to my wife. She's a great mom to our 11-year-old little boy, who can be a challenge sometimes. But she does a great job. She's a stay-at-home mom, and I love her with all my heart, and I hope she's listening.
Great. Thank you so much for your call here, Aaron. Penny is next in Duluth, Minnesota. Penny, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. My mother was a prayer warrior, very sweet. I saw her reading her Bible a lot. She was a giver. And one story I would like to share with you is my mother's knees were poor, and she did end up having new knees put in. However, I saw her kneel by the bed praying, and that is a very, very strong memory for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The powerful image of a mother spending in time in prayer before the Lord, in remembering her own children in prayer. Ray in Lansing, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi. I would like to thank God for my mom, who is an awesome mom to me and my two brothers, and is willing to homeschool us for the last 10 years of my life.
Mm. Tremendous. And how old are you now, Ray?
15.
Great. Well, thank you for that tribute today.
Welcome.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Peoria, Arizona, and Cyprian, you're on the air.
I'd like to give praise and thanks to God for my mother, Ileana, and my mother-in-law, Florence, who are a true example of godliness through their servitude, even now in their 70s, always looking to serve and make awesome food for us.
Tremendous. Yeah, that food is something else too, isn't it?
It definitely is.
Great. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye now. Kathy in Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank my mother, who during the 70s, came to the Lord through the Jesus movement and prayed for me and all my brothers and sisters through, you know, the trying times of the 70s and 80s. And I came back to the Lord because of her prayer.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What an encouragement. Thank you, Kathy. Friends, to hear that, I came back to the Lord because of her prayer. And again, let that encourage you, moms. Don't give up in praying for your children, in praying for your grandchildren as well. Cheryl in Sturtevant, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, I want to thank you for having this wonderful show, sharing keepsake memories of moms. I'm grateful and blessed my mom is still with us at 80 years young. And as one of the previous callers was sharing, she would sing and continues to do so, and has been such an impression on me as a worship leader in ministering in ministry opportunities. But I'm grateful to her, my grandmother, for raising us with the Lord with prayer and faithful devotionals. And it has helped my husband and I to just remember the legacy of what we have to continue to carry on through the generations. So again, and we are so grateful and thankful and blessed to have moms. Proverbs 31 is a wonderful way to express our mamas today. God bless all of you and all of mamas that are with us and those that have gone on to Jesus. Thanks Amen. Again for your time and program.
Thank you, Cheryl. Patricia in Cookeville, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Thank you for the show. It's a blessing, and I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. She's with the Lord, but she was one of the women in my life that was the greatest godly influence, and I can't say enough and thank God enough for that. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. George in Olney, Illinois, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to dedicate for the millions of children who have been aborted a short song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Rises from Around Your Throne. It's the sound of the babes crying out for mercy and grace for mamas and daddies to come home. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, giving an opportunity for you to give a tribute to your mother for Mother's Day 2022. Kathy in Glasgow, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I was raised in the Badlands of Western North Dakota on a beef ranch, and my mom was a... And my parents always opened our home to any circuit-riding preacher that came through our country. And I was saved through the American Missionary, it was the American Sunday School Union, and later became the American Missionary Fellowship. And through that ministry, I came to know the Lord, and I will forever be grateful to both of my parents, but especially my mom and how hard she worked on the farm.
Okay.
And at 12 years old, I lost her.
Okay.
So she has been in heaven for many, many years now.
And Kathy, somehow your phone cut out during your first comment. Do you remember what your first comment was?
I was raised in the Badlands of Western North Dakota
right.
on the Little Missouri River, maybe. Mm-hmm. Was that it?
It was right out. It was paying tribute to your mom, for she was, and it cut out.
She was a hard-working farm. We raised beef cattle.
Right. Great. Thank you so much, Kathy, for your call here. Holly in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for doing this, and God bless your wife. I know she's a wonderful mother as well. I just wanted to pay tribute to my mother. She's just been a wonderful mother to me, and my grandmother, who prayed for me when I was lost that I would find my way back to God, and I thank her all the time for her fervent prayers. And also my mother-in-law, who raised my husband to be a man of God. I'm so grateful that she put all that time and love into making sure he had a relationship with the Lord. And I would just like to say I pray for all the mothers-to-be that are going to be mothers today and in the future, that they just teach their children to love God and
yes.
and the importance of nurturing those children.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Holly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jim.
Sure. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Karen in Lyonsville, Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Karen.
Yes, I just wanted to thank my mom, Arlene Morgan, for taking us to church. She didn't just send us, she took us.
Amen.
There were six of us, and I'm sure that wasn't easy. And my older brother's a missionary in Mexico, so I just wanted to thank her.
Great. Thank you, Karen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Brenda in Livingston, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. This will be the first year without my mom at Mother's Day. And we'd lived together for the past 20 years, right after my father passed away. And for about the last 8 years, she's had some dementia. But I always prayed that if my parents needed any help of any kind as they got older, that God would help me to do that. And he honored that prayer.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
I just want to thank my mother for being a wonderful mother.
Thank you, Brenda, for the call. We're so sorry for your loss. And thank you for calling and sharing that tribute today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Colleen in Venice, Florida, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to pay tribute to my mother, who was a mother of 11 children. She worked hard, and I saw how much she sacrificed to bring all of us kids up and not partake in so many of the things in the world which she may have liked to. And if I can say quickly, too, my husband texted me just yesterday saying, I just saw a young mother dragging her child down the street and yelling at him angrily, and it made me think of what a good mother you were. Hmm. And as I patted myself on the back and thought, oh, isn't that sweet, I thought, oh, no, I was angry at times, too, with my kids. And it just made me think of these young mothers in this day and age right now, how much they need our prayers.
Yes.
Because it's always a difficult thing being a mother, but my goodness, they have so much more going on right now to put up with the messed up schools and the government and chaos in the world. It must be even more difficult to be a mother, to be a young mother now. So us older mothers need to remember to be lifting up and praying for them and teaching them and doing anything we can do to help that young generation get trained up right.
Thank you, Colleen.
So, yep. Thanks. You for being there.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Bye. Let's go to Willie next in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Willie.
Jim, my mother, Thelma Thompson, she has 12 children, 6 boys and 6 girls, and she's definitely a Christian. And she used to sing on the Christian radio station back in the day. But anyway, she sings, and because of her, I learned how to sing.
Hmm.
So I want to thank my mother. I just want to thank her. She's a blessing to the family and the community. And thank you for this show, and God bless you and your wife as well.
Thank you, William. Let's go, Willie, and let's go next to Linda in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to just say that I wanted to praise the Lord for my mother with a real sweet and kind spirit, and she was led to the Lord by Mrs. Horton from Pensacola at a Christian school, and she had cancer. And her sister and I stayed with her for 4 months before she died, and the day she died, my mother was saved. She raised her hands up toward heaven and waved goodbye to us as if she saw the angels coming after her. Mm. It was really a peaceful blessing.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. We rejoice knowing she is with the Savior, and we appreciate your call here today. Well, that music says we're up against a break again on Crosstalk, but I've got a couple open lines. Write down the number. It's 800-733-9829 as we continue with our Mother's Day tribute 2022. James 4:14 poses this thought. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend eternity? You may say, but I'm a good person. I care for my family. I feed the poor. I stand up for life and traditional values. While all of these things are good, they fall far short of God's standard. Every one of us has a sin issue that must be dealt with. Our sin separates us from God, and each of us deserves to be eternally removed from God in everlasting punishment. But out of God's great love, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to bear our sins, shed His blood, die on the cross, and rise again. He is the only way of salvation, and it's imperative for you to place your trust in Him. If you're wrestling with this issue, we'd like to send you a complimentary leaflet, Where Will You Spend Eternity? To receive a copy, just ask for it when you call us at 1-800-729-9829. 800-729-9829. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and it's an annual program we do, giving a tribute here to moms as we approach Mother's Day, and giving you that opportunity today by calling us. Right now, the lines are all packed again, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call, and you may write down the number 1-800-733-9829. Certainly, we are hearing about the tributes that so many have for their mothers, and we certainly invite you to pick up your phone, give us a call, and give your tribute as well. We just ask that you keep it to a minute or less so we can get many such tributes on the air here today. Let's see. Let's go right back to the phone lines holding the longest. Let's go to Alice in Centerton, Arkansas. You're on the air, Alice.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I'm so thankful that God did give me my precious mother. She was 40 years old when I was born. And in 1961, when I was 15 years old, my mother went into the hospital to have what they thought was a benign tumor removed. Oh, I want to tell you, my mother was full of cancer on an operating table in the area where they found the cancer. They lost her blood pressure. They lost her pulse. And, you know, God just allowed that doctor to get a bottle of adrenaline and bring her back. My mother was given 3 days to live, but the hand of God moved. I'm talking 1961. My mother raised this teenager. She was just my best friend. She was my sister. I can't remember if I said I was an only child. The Lord did take her home. The cancer came back in 1975, but she died saved. But oh, the mercy of God that would choose and care about a young girl to give her mother, who had 3 days to live, and give her over 14 years.
God bless you, Alice. Thank you so much for that tribute here today. Praise to God. Sam is calling from Ashland, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jim. I was calling to, I want to praise God Almighty, praise Jesus, and praise the Holy Spirit for my mother, for taking all of us to church and raising us up correctly. She's still with me. She's 92 years old, and I just give God all the glory and all the and all the thanksgiving to him for my mother.
Amen.
And
thank you, Sam.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Peggy in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Hi, I would like to praise God for the amazing parents he gave us. Our mom always smiled when I entered the room, woke up, came home, et cetera. She always listened, even when there was no time for her to do so. She always encouraged, gave up her career to raise us, and then had to go back to school to earn the same degree again. She was always reading her Bible daily, willing to do Bible verse scripture memory with me when I couldn't sleep, even if it were really late at night. She was always willing to pray for our and other people's problems. She prayed for her unsaved siblings when she couldn't sleep. She took off of work to attend mother-daughter ministry events with me. When we were growing up, our parents never got new winter coats so that we could have new winter coats.
Wow.
She led me to the Lord when I was 7, and she was very much a Proverbs 31 woman. She embodied Christian love and service and put us and others before herself.
Amen. Thank you, Peggy. We've got, let's see, Christine next, Central Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yes. I am grateful for what I consider an idyllic childhood. Even though we were far from rich, we lived in the same town as one set of grandparents. And my dad was invited to a Bible church. And so they came out of a denominational church. But that was the best thing for us. This church had an evening service and Wednesday prayer meeting and Pioneer Girls. Anyway, my parents would attend conferences, and I know this is in concerts, and it just enriched their Christian lives. We had four; there were four children. One of them had CP, cerebral palsy, and my parents couldn't have been there couldn't have been any better parents for my sister Faith. So they were faithful to the Lord in caring for Faith and the rest of us, and it was just such a blessing.
Wonderful.
She was Adelaide. She's with the Lord, and so is my dad, Edward.
Thank you, Christine. Appreciate your call here today. Ken is calling from Ashland. You're on the air, Ken.
I just want to thank God for my mom. She raised, there was eight of us. Are here yet. But anyway, she taught us right from wrong. Her dad was pretty, he was not saved, but she always said pray for him, even when we felt like he would hurt my, you know, he would drink and hurt my mom. We always wanted to get back at him, but my mom would say, pray for him. Just, and when he got saved, it was like 50 years, and Ma said, see, it worked. And, wow, she's incredible. She's still alive, but she taught us to trust Jesus, love the Lord, and she's just an incredible lady. And my dad, by the way, turned out to be a wonderful man.
Praise God. Thank you,
so
Ken.
So I'm just grateful for my mom.
Amen.
Very, very much.
Thank you for the call. Terry in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes. I just want to thank God for my mother, and it just always works out good. She raised eight kids, and matter of fact, my grandbaby, her daughter, she's 11-year-old, got saved this week and will be baptized Sunday.
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful to hear. Well, thank you, Terry. Let's go to another Terry calling from Laval, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, it's Terry Todd, and I'd just like to thank God for my mother, who raised 20 kids right there in Tolma, and there are 10 boys and 10 girls, and we got to know the Lord through our parents, the mother's prayers and father's prayers both. They prayed us three boys through the Vietnam War. We came home safe, and I'd like to send out a special prayer for all the unwed mothers that need help, and all the unwed fathers that should be helping. Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Terry. We've got Esther from Altamont, Kansas. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to say my mother was a prayer warrior, had a lot of faith for healing. She had a sense of humor until it came to sassing. She didn't put up with that.
Mm-hmm.
But about 2 weeks before her passing, her home going, she saw Jesus waiting for her upon a hill, and she was very excited about that. And then also I have one of her Bibles, and it was so good. I didn't know she had a prayer list, but she did. And I found the prayer list in the Bible, and it was wonderful to see my name and my family on it.
Amen. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Esther.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Devin in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you. Thank for my mom, who was able to stay at home when we were growing up, and kind of always took that for granted, but very grateful for it now. And so I just want to encourage any of the mothers that are able to stay home to do it. It's such a small window of opportunity. And for the working moms who cannot do that, to not feel guilt, but to just lead on and draw strength from the Lord. And also for the moms who have lost children to miscarriage or haven't been able to become a mother, to just ask that God would bless them and that they also would draw from His strength and be a mother to those who He has put in their presence. And also for any mothers who are struggling, to remember that your kids' behavior is not your measure of success. You are serving the Lord in what He has entrusted to you to do, and your reward will be in heaven for that which you've done here on earth.
Thank you, Devin. Thank you. Debbie in New Lisbon, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to thank my mom for loving me. I always knew Jesus loved me, and I always knew my mom loved me.
Hmm.
And she helped me get through some really hard times and never gave up on me.
Yeah.
And I also want to thank my mother-in-law, who is still with us, for loving me like one of her own.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Debbie. Jackie is next in Rockford, Illinois. Jackie, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to say, you know, I'm grateful for my mom, for everything that she provided for my brother and I growing up. And also for my mother-in-law, who passed away many years ago, for the wonderful kids that she raised.
That's wonderful. Thank you for your call. I've got three open lines, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Arlene in Quincy, Illinois. You're on the air, Arlene.
Yes, I want to thank God for my mother and my grandmother and my grandmother's sister, all godly women who are now home with the Lord, and I would not be what I am today if it weren't for them in my life. So praise God for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Judy and Racine, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to pay tribute to my mom. She was a very godly mother, and it wouldn't be for her, I wouldn't know Jesus. She raised six of us by herself, and she was a prayer warrior all the time. Thank you.
Praise God for that. And again, moms, don't give up. I mean, look at the impact you're having on the lives of many. Laura, in Hollywood, Maryland, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jim. Thank you for doing this program. I just wanted to thank my mother that she was a godly woman, and one of my fondest memories was when she would homeschool us, and she would wake us up, and we would hear praise music in the morning, and that's how we get our day started. And she wasn't perfect at times, but those memories and what she did do for us, I appreciate a lot to this day, and I'm raising my seven children and doing the same thing.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Laura. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Robert in Glendale, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Thank you, Brother Jim. Hey, my mom would be 104 years old if she was on this earth, but let's see, she'd be probably about 12 years old in the Lord if she was on this earth. Mm-hmm. She's with the Lord now. And the thing about my mom is, as I've heard most people say, she was a prayer warrior, and she prayed all seven of her sons into the sheepfold. We were all born again.
Amen.
Or we've all been born again. And the ones that are still on this earth, my brothers, they're serving the Lord. And I'm trying to do the best I can in trusting him and walking with him daily.
Amen.
And I thank you for the ministry.
Thank you, Robert, for your call. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mark, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to give thanks to all my spiritual mothers that are living, and they're born again, and they've been risen from the dead, and they pray without ceasing. And I thank God since 1988, I was able to hear a ministry called the Family Altar Program with Lester Roloff.
Yes.
I would like to thank all the mothers that contributed to that brother Lester Roloff's ministry and are continuing to raise up godly children.
Hmm.
And I pray for life and life more abundantly and a good fruit, the good ground with good fruit.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, we're up against another break. So we'll take our quick 60-second break and come back to more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk and take them through the entire program here today, our Mother's Day Tribute 2022. Where our number is 800-733-9829. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. On my radio show the other day, I played the audio clip of a news report from Channel 2 in Atlanta, Georgia. It was a news report from 2010. And I stress, it was from 2010. And what were they reporting on? The individuals tied to terrorist organizations and terror states coming over the border of the United States, coming from countries like Yemen, Iraq, Sudan, Pakistan. My friends, there are overwhelming reports of Iranian terrorists and Hezbollah individuals coming to America, one way through Venezuela. Venezuela is in a massive alliance with China and Russia. My friends, the terror cells are here. Thousands of terror cells are here in the United States. What I'm telling you is not to scare you, but to warn you, the enemies, foreign and domestic, that are here.
Today we're taking a pause from the many heavy issues that are out there to just give a tribute to moms across this nation here today. Mother's Day tribute 2022. Some of you calling, giving a tribute to a wife, your mom. Maybe she's home with the Lord. But we appreciate your calls here today. And when you hear a line go free, that's your opportunity to give us a call. Let's get right back to the lines. Jeff in Appleton, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jim. Yeah, I just want to give you a tribute to my mother who passed away about 33 years ago. She raised 11 children, and she was exceedingly loving. And I was very close to her. I was her seventh child. She had me when she was 26. And I was a very sickly child, and she had to pay a lot of attention to me. So I just, a lot of healing in my life came through the love of my mother. So she was just a faithful mother. She didn't know the Lord, but man, what a sweet woman, kind, took a lot of pain for us children, but I love my mom, and she was a blessing.
Thank you so much, dear Jeff. And let's go to Peggy in Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call. What an encouraging show we've got going today. I want to pay tribute to my mom, who died 14 years ago. She raised 8 kids on her own, widowed with the 8th child in her womb, and she raised all 8 of us, and many of us are serving the Lord. We're so thankful for her and for my mother-in-law, who passed a few years ago now. After 45 years in her family, I felt like another one of her children. Mm-hmm. I'm just blessed and thankful for godly, faithful moms, and for all those who need a encouragement, know that your prayers are answered. I'm waiting for some myself. Amen. God bless you, Jim.
Amen. God bless you as well, Peggy. Betsy in Cookeville, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hi, I would like to thank my mom. I was adopted when I was a baby by my mom and dad, and I have to say that there is no one in the world that could have been a better mom and dad than the one I had. I would never trade them for $1 million. Hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Tempe, Arizona, we have Alicia calling. You're on the air. Is that Alicia?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I want to give you a tribute to my mother. She was a model tank, raised 22 grandkids and 30 great-grandkids. She passed away 2 years ago, and I was thankful for my mother. She was a great mother. And thank you for you doing this for all mothers.
God bless you. Thank you for listening and calling today. Rosie is next in Milwaukee. Hi, Rosie. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, God, for my mom and for her showing. She had 6 kids. Definitely was not shy about praying, very open about it, taught us how to pray that way. And thank God that she is alive. She was in her accident on the 11th of this month, and she had 7 broken ribs, hip, pelvis. But through God's grace, every day she is getting stronger, and she's 80 years old.
Praise the Lord for that.
So I want to thank God for that and thank Him for the mom that I have.
Thank you, Rosie. Jerome is next in Reedsburg. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to put a shout-out to my mom, who adopted me when I was 3. My mom and dad adopted me, and she raised me in the Lord, and just want to thank her for that. And also want to thank the Lord for my wife. We do have 7 kids, and we lost our 9-year-old daughter 4 years ago to cancer. And she was diagnosed at 7, so she fought for 2 years. And my wife never left her side for 2 years and was always there for her. And was trying to be a mom to all the 6 other kids. So I just want to thank the Lord for that. And really, really saw a great mother through that. So I just want to thank the Lord for her also.
Amen. God bless you, Jerome.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Jerry in Newcomerstown, Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, I like to thank my grandmother for having a good girl that was Christian, that raised 11 kids more or less by herself. And she would call every birthday about how old I was and wished me a happy birthday. Mm. And she's with the Lord, and so is my dad finally. And I just want to shout out for her.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go next to Tony in Charleston, Illinois. Tony, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Hey, I just want to say my mom and my mother-in-law both have went home to be with the Lord. And I'm very thankful that I had them in my life.
Yeah.
And when I had the China virus, we had sisters in Christ, younger than me, my same age and a little bit older, that treated me like a mother. And I just want to say, girls, don't never underestimate the power of God's love that he can show through each and every one. They've been a mother to me more than they'll ever know, and I am so appreciative of them. Amen. And a lot of times they really remind me of my mom and my aunt or my mother-in-law. So, mm-hmm. girls, bless your hearts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony, so much for your call. We're going to have one last call in here before the program's finished, and it's final call. Johnny in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Johnny.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God today for my mother, who is the only one left now of all her siblings, and she's 85 years old. We was raised on a farm in the South. We didn't have much, but you never would be able to tell that we didn't have much because of the way my mom was. She made sure she took care of us, and I just thank God for her because during that time, back in the days, we didn't have no cell phones, no computers, no nothing, but we had a lot because we was content, because my mother was content. My mother is a wonderful woman who I've never really seen angry in my whole life. I've never seen her angry and out of control. So I just want to thank God for my mom, and I love her dearly.
Amen. God bless you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And to all of you participating on the program today, I'm sure we could go for hours. But friends, we just want to thank you for tuning in for this special Mother's Day tribute 2022. And to each mother, happy Mother's Day to you. And certainly realize that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. My, we've just heard so many testimonies of individuals who had praying moms. And so moms, don't give up. Even when you feel like there is no hope, don't give up. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Even as Paul recalled in Timothy, that genuine faith that was in his mother and in his grandmother. So happy Mother's Day to all of you, and thanks for joining us on this Mother's Day Tribute 2022 on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.